Mishnah Gimel.
It seems that the Shliach Tzibur would get up there, and like, you know, I guess they were a little less formal over there. People had a bit of leeway. I guess they did stuff. They made, let's call it, make mistakes, but I guess it's a fine line between a intentional and accidental mistake. No sidurim, and whatever. People did, the Shliach Tzibur did funny things, potentially. So like, how much is too much? That's, I guess, the question here. So the Mishnah starts out, it says, if the guy who's there, being the Shliach Tzibur, mots the crowd, he throws in there, Al Kan Sipur Yagir Rachamecha, you know, up to the Kan Sipur, the nest of the bird, that's a reference, I guess, to the mitzvah of Shluch HaKan, Shluch HaKain, right? Yagir Rachamecha, I said I guess, but I know it is a reference to that. Yagir Rachamecha, that's how far your mercy goes. And Hashem is so merciful, he even has mercy on the bird's nest, right? I guess the understanding, the implication would be that you have Rachmanas here on the person's meaning to say, you have Rachmanas on the bird, because it doesn't have to see that you take the egg or the chick. That's his praise of Hashem. We'll see in a second that's unacceptable, because the Gemara says that's not. Don't make light of Hashem. Like, you don't know what's in Hashem's attention. Don't make his actions be, you know, how human beings act. It's Gezeira Tzemelech. Hashem knows what he's doing, and you don't start making rules and explanations that aren't. Another explanation is like a strange explanation the Gemara brings. He'll make the Bria jealous. You know, all the other animals will say, why doesn't Hashem take us into consideration? I don't know really what upshot in that is, to be honest. Okay, Va'al Tov Yizkar Shemecha, or similarly, he says, again, trying to say something nice about Hashem, you know, Hashem, you should be remembered for the good. Like, you know, you do all the good stuff. The implication is, potentially, that you don't do the bad stuff, which, of course, is untrue. Probably Rav Noach Weinberg's most famous story. You didn't hear, I'll tell you now, just in 30 seconds. I'll ruin it, but I'll tell you the story. You know, a guy ends up in a hospital, Rav Noach visits him, and he's not really much of a practicing Jew. So he says to Rav Noach, you know, I'm very, me and Hashem, we're like this, we're close. How come? Because he says, you know, I had a miracle. I was driving my motorcycle, and I fell off a cliff, and I should have died, but, you know, I fell on a branch, had a miracle saved. So, you know, so Hashem obviously really takes care of me, where, you know, we're close. So Rav Noach said to him, and who do you think pushed you off the cliff? Right? Which is true also with the bad stuff. We say, you know, we also have to, which we'll see in the ninth parak, bad things happen. We say Baruch Tanema. See, Hashem knows what he's doing, right? We have, so you shouldn't just say the good stuff is Hashem, implying the bad stuff not. I think it's a common mistake people have, right? Okay. Or similarly, if he says modem modem, thank you twice again. The Jews lived amongst the Persians often, and they were floating around. The Persians had a religion called Zoroastrianism, which is Zoroastrianism, which is they had like basically a good god and a bad god, a god of light, god of darkness. They're afraid of this. You know, Shtei Rishios. You see it a few times. So maybe you're dealing with both. The Christians took it on, by the way. You have